This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, becoming an orphan. I'm the only child, so whenever that happens, that's going to be probably the worst time of my life. Number two, getting shot. Not because I live in Brooklyn, you can get shot anywhere, but it just looks so painful and you might die. You might survive. 50 Cent did. Number three, getting AIDS. Number four, getting Alzheimer's and not knowing who my family is. Number five, being blind. It was always like a fear of mine. Like even when I was like six or seven, I would like close my eyes and pretend I was blind, and ShopRite and try to find my mom. And my friend invited me to this restaurant where you eat in the dark. And I'm like, for fucking what? For fucking what? Number six, the lasting effects of Trump's America. I feel like I'm living in the angriest Spike Lee movie ever. Number seven, not being successful. Number eight, finding out my husband has a whole other family. That would fucking wreck me. You know, a lot of my uncles have side families. I've always said before I even got married, I was just like, I can understand someone cheating on me 20 years into a relationship, but I can't understand it like in the first 5 years, like the bowl of cherry fucking years. And now that I'm with someone for 10 years, I'm like, if this motherfucker ever looked at somebody, then what? Number nine, being tortured or confined or a sex slave. Like, look, women get it because when you travel and you have a vagina and just a hole between your legs, you are vulnerable as fuck. And my mom's always like afraid when I travel and she's like, don't get drunk and talk to strangers, even though that's like my thing. But I always tell her, like, my look is not a sex slave look. Like, my look is like, clean my house, bitch, you know, clean around the sex slave. But every Lifetime movie, the bitch is just a sex slave. And it's always based off of a true story. And it's always like in a neighborhood somewhere in like Bumblefuck, Ohio, where it's just like, he was such a nice guy. I used to give him his newspapers. He had four women chained in the fucking basement. Number 10, my number 10 fear. The thing that I'm scared of, number 10. Oh my God. I know how words work. Not becoming a mother. I really want to become a mom. I'm so tired of mothering my dusty, annoying family and my friends. Oh my God. My parents want me to have kids so bad. They're really, every time we have dinner, they'll cheers and be like, to extending the family. And I'm like, we got it. It's been a struggle to have children with my husband. And the great thing now is that there's a lot of alternative options. They're not all covered by insurance because why would they be? Yeah. Yeah. But it's always interesting when a kid doesn't like me and I'm just like, that's on you. That's really on you. If you're not ready for this love, then come back when you're ready. I'm Michelle Buteau, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That I'm going to get hit by a car on my bike and nobody's going to feel bad. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org. Since we recorded this interview, Michelle and her husband welcomed twin babies Hazel and Otis into the world.
Oh, you're a good boy. You got a wet diaper. My baby. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, there you go.